I said, I don't know but one way. And I started back smoking. The first one I took, it's just like anything else. I reckon you get started, you can continue. But I lost my weight. I don't eat as much. And it's better for me. If I eat two big meals, I get sick. I don't know why. There's a lot of things I don't understand about a man's condition. I had a good doctor. Another thing I have, a little problem, I have what you call polycythemia. Do you know the meaning of polycythemia? No. Too many red cells and rich, thick blood. Manufacture too much blood. People, your red cells manufacture through your spleen or your bone marrow, your blood. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I've gone to blood specialists and they say, I don't have it. I mentioned that. And I draw off blood. But since I've changed doctors, this one is not too interested in it. Now, my first doctor that found this, he told me, if you don't keep it regulated, you will have a heart attack or stroke, and that I fear. So every month, after this doctor had found it, he had a heart attack and died. So my other, the doctor I have had before this one, he's already retired now. He kept a check on my blood once a month. And I averaged drawing blood off about every 3 months. But here's the thing about it. Now, you might mention to your dad, I didn't mean exactly what I said about some doctors, but this little doctor was fine. He thought that, well, there wasn't nobody like him, and he has saved a many man's life, and I think he probably saved my life. But he was the type fella that thought he knew everything, and you didn't know anything, you know. And I've been a little bit conservative since I had to retire. I have to, because I learned to be conservative before. Back in my early days, didn't have much money to spend. And since I had to retire, I had to take a big loss, you know. So it was on my opinion that if I had to draw blood, and I knew that they were using that blood, selling it, and because I found out through his nurse, she was a good friend and it was confidential. But no, he couldn't use my blood. But he refused to let me be a blood donor. So therefore, I had to pay $10 for the exam, $10 to draw up a pint of blood, and $10 for an office fee, $30 when you went to see, plus your medication in a month. Well, a man on retirement, he can't afford that. Got Medicare, they cut off all of my hospitalization. So Medicare don't cover anything, all of that. I had heart surgery, it took quite a bit of money to pay what Medicare didn't pay. A lot of those things could have been eliminated. Now, Medicare is even abused by most all doctors. A lot of things, you don't need to go in a hospital, like I was talking about this blood. Medicare paid $8 out of drawing a pint of blood. Well, I could have gone and gave it to somebody, and then he turned around and sold it to somebody else, made profit on that. I could have gave it to someone as a blood donor. All he had to do is say, well, now your blood, if we had a lab, well, a person could go to this lab and check what's wrong with him, just like your Medicare aid they have.